just one halakha in the laws of Tisha B'Av. This year, of course, Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, where the Ta'anit is pushed off until Motzei Shabbat. We learned in the previous daily halakha that Havdalah is made on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Havdalah is made on Sunday night, because we're not eating anyway, and we can't drink the wine. So therefore, we delay the Havdalah until Motzei Tisha B'Av, which would be Sunday night. The question would be, let's say somebody has to eat according to doctor's orders. The doctor tells him he must break his fast. He's not allowed to fast. So the question is, when he eats on Tisha B'Av, does he have to make Havdalah before he eats? And Halakha says, absolutely. Because he's eating, and you cannot eat before Havdalah. The question is, when does he make the Havdalah? So there's a big mahloket amongst the poskim over here, which we discussed in the previous daily halakha. A lot of the poskim say, let him make the Havdalah before he eats. If he eats at 9 o'clock the next morning, let him make Havdalah then. Hacham of Ajah Shom argues, and he says, let him make Havdalah in the right time, Motzei Shabbat. Since he knows he's going to eat, and he has an order to eat, it's better for him to make the Havdalah bizmana, like the normal way. However, somebody that's misupak, he doesn't know if he's going to fast or not. He's going to try to fast. His intention is to fast. Then all of a sudden, he realizes that he's not going to be able to go through it. Then of course he makes the Havdalah at that time, not Motzei Shabbat. The only time we make Havdalah Motzei Shabbat is if it's guaranteed that that person is going to eat the next day. The last question we have, which is an interesting question, there's some people that they fast all day, but they have to drink water, either because they have problems with their kidneys, or they have to take medicine, and if they need to take a sip of water in order to swallow the aspirin or whatever it may be. So the question is, do they have to make the Havdalah before they drink the water? And the Halakha says they do not, because even on the Motzei Shabbat, according to Shulchan Aruch, you could drink water without Havdalah. So therefore, it's not going to be worse than Motzei Shabbat. It's the only Torah over here where a person is going to eat different things like that, that would mandate the Havdalah. So again, the Halakha, Havdalah Motzei Shabbat is pushed off to Sunday night, unless you're planning on eating Vadai, doctor's orders, or for other reasons, then you make the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. And if you miss Supak, if you're going to eat, you wait until the actual time. And if you're only going to have water, then you don't have to worry about Havdalah as well. Now, it should be pointed out, the Havdalah does not have Bisamin, no matter when you make it. And the Havdalah doesn't have the introductory Pesukim, Nishon Etzion, Atzlichenu, and Nayhudim. We go right to the, Savri Mananan, or Kushish Wotisah, Savri Mananan. Those are Pesukim of Simcha. And no matter who's making the Havdalah, we won't say those Pesukim on Tisha B'Av.